WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mind Training. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us: emotional intelligence. Think about it. Life is all about our relationships, right? Whether it's with family, friends, coworkers, or even strangers, how we handle emotions, both our own and those around us, can make or break those connections. So buckle up, because today we're going to unlock some seriously powerful tools to level up your emotional intelligence game and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotional intelligence sounds kinda woo-woo, right? Don't worry, it's not about becoming a mind reader or anything like that. It's simply about being aware of your emotions, understanding them, and then using that knowledge to navigate your relationships with grace and empathy. Ever felt like you were on edge and snapped at someone when really, you were just stressed? You know that feeling when you misread someone's tone and ended up in a needless argument? These are all examples where emotional intelligence could have saved the day. So, what are some practical ways to cultivate this superpower? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. First off, become a master of self-awareness. Pay attention to your emotions throughout the day: joy, anger, sadness, even boredom. Notice the physical sensations that come with each feeling. This awareness is like having an internal GPS. It helps you understand where you're at emotionally and why you might be reacting a certain way. Second, learn to identify your emotional triggers. Think about situations or people that consistently set you off. Maybe it's traffic jams that send you into a rage, or a specific coworker who always manages to push your buttons. Recognizing these triggers allows you to anticipate difficult moments and prepare yourself mentally and emotionally. Third, practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, truly focus on what they're saying, not just the words, but their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Try to understand their perspective even if you don't agree with it. This shows empathy and builds trust, creating a stronger connection. Fourth, develop healthy communication skills. Learn to express your feelings clearly and respectfully without blaming or attacking others. Use I statements instead of you statements. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel bad," try "I feel hurt when." This takes responsibility for your own emotions and opens the door for constructive dialogue. And finally, cultivate self-compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and we all have moments of weakness. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep striving to grow emotionally. Okay, let me paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and a colleague comes up to you looking frustrated. They start complaining about a project that's going off the rails. Now, it's easy to get caught up in their negativity and start feeling stressed yourself. But here's where emotional intelligence kicks in. You could actively listen to their concerns, acknowledging their feelings without taking on their negativity. You could then offer support and solutions, focusing on teamwork and collaboration. This way, you not only help your colleague, but also demonstrate emotional intelligence and build a stronger working relationship. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game and cultivate stronger relationships. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every small step towards self-awareness, empathy, and healthy communication brings us closer to building meaningful connections. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from these insights. And as always, leave a review and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep training that mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.